deeper devotion for you. Take time out for yourself at least twice a week. Take time away from your phone, from your computer, to do the things that you've been putting off, to start the bullet journal, to take the walk, to write the letter, to make the cake, to do the yoga, to meditate, wherever it may be. Deeply devote time to yourself. This is your life. This is your devotion. This is your story. How are you choosing to write it? If we continue to keep living the way we have done, in search of likes, comments, in search of something else to scroll through, another app to download, more social media outlets to join, to gain footing in, we need to take time out from all those things. We need to devote our time to the things that really matter. We need to devote our time to us. Pleasure work is sometimes seen as self-care. Doing the things that make us feel good, doing the things that add to our soul. But the real pleasure work, the pleasure work that I want to share with you and I want you to know of, is more about a lifestyle. We need to start shifting our lifestyle to suit ourselves, to honor and nurture our higher self, so that every day becomes a beautiful act of self-love and self-care, and every choice we make is coming from our higher self. We need to bring ourselves into that state through proper sleep, nutrition, meditation, exercise, cutting back on electronics and social media. We can move ourselves closer towards that place. But the devotion starts with you. You can read all the books, you can listen to all the audios, but if you don't devote your time, your energy to you, nobody else will. So many people want to grow, evolve, create beautiful messages, heal, help, serve others, build their businesses. But until I become hopelessly devoted to ourselves, we will not ever be hopelessly devoted to another. So take time out to honor and nurture yourself every single week, at least twice a week, to love, care, create the space that you need to be the person that you need to become. Intentional practice. Mark out at some time in your diary this week to do some things that you've been putting off, some things that you will really enjoy. Maybe it's writing that letter. Maybe it's taking that walk or doing that yoga in nature. Maybe it's creating a beautiful piece of artwork. Schedule it into your diary. When you schedule it, it becomes real. Schedule it into your diary today and make the commitment. Thank you.